It's 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial, WMFO, streaming live on the internet, www.wmfo.org. And this is what Sounds of Praise is all about, opportunity for us to open to those of you who've never received Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior, the opportunity to do that on our program today. I recognize there's been a lot of things going on in the world, and God here has chosen to spare us from here in New England from all that's been taking place, the hurricanes and the earthquakes and all the other things that have been taking place. But we all have a destination, a destiny that we are going to encounter. And no matter what we do, no matter where we are, no matter how many times we escape it, we are eventually going to face the day when we no longer are living here on this earth, but we're called to face God. And Jesus said that He is the way, He is the truth, He is the life. No man comes unto the Father but by Him. And this is what Sounds of Praise is all about. We're here to open the opportunity for those of you out there who've never received Jesus Christ as personal Savior to do that right now. Or if you have received Him in the past and you're no longer walking with Him, this is your opportunity to turn around and get on the right track and allow Jesus Christ to be Lord and Savior of your life. I'd like to lead you in prayer. There's no magic in the words, but if you mean what the words are saying, God will bring His salvation alive in your life this very moment, this very day. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, I recognize I am not where I should be with You, even though Your love has been extended to me. I'm still on the outside. I've never been a recipient, or I've received Your love and I've cast it off. But today, You've given me another opportunity, and I don't want to let this one pass. I want to yield myself to You and to Your control. So I'm coming just as I am, because You said You would receive me unto Yourself and that You would cleanse me and make me Your child and allow me to live my life for You. So I want to do that right now. I'm surrendering myself to Your control, asking You to forgive me of all my past sin and strengthen me to live a life that will be pleasing to Your sight as I continue to yield myself to You and to Your control, acknowledging all of my failures and all of my shortcomings, so I might remain in this wonderful relationship with You, is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. If you pray that prayer, if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, I'd like to know about it because I have some material that I want to send to you. It's free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those giving their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. And you can receive by calling me while on the air. Our phone number, 1-800-1855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church, although you need to allow God to lead and guide and direct you into what church you should become a part of. We're not going to be writing to you at future dates, at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced or sell your name and address for some of the group's mailing lists. We're not going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. That number again, while we're on the air, and I stress you need to call while I'm on the air. You call after I'm off the air, there's no guarantee I'll get that message. So you need to call me while I'm on the air. I'll be here until 8 o'clock or a little bit thereafter. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just say I gave my life to the Lord. I want that free material, and we'll send it out to you as quickly as we possibly can. Like I said, with no further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's 5 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. Multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And we pray that you've given your life to Christ, and like Jeremy Cato, you can say, "This I believe."
Past the hour of 7 a.m. here on WMFO Medford Sounds of Praise Ministry.
Let's go back and check what we played. We played a lot of music. Let's go back. Marit Brown Clark with King O' King. Jonathan McReynolds and Israel Houghton with All Things Well. Anita Wilson with You Love Me. And that was so nice. I went back and played that one twice. CeCe Winans with Marvelous. The LaFave Quartet with Let the Church Arise. Kirk Franklin, Sarah Reeves, Tasha Cobbs, and Tamela Mann with My World Needs You. Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton with Come As You Are. We pray you have come to the Lord Jesus Christ. And if so, please give us a call so we can send you some material, let you know what to do now that you've given your life to Him. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And then we conclude the set with Jeremy Cato and This I Believe. 10 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m., we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise very shortly. Same number to call if you have a prayer request or a praise report. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Lee Williams and the Spiritual QCs and Jesus is waiting here on Sounds of Praise.
On this journey, gets hard sometimes. You gotta be willing with a made up mind. Your heels get high, but you just keep on. You're waking hard, but you can't stop. You gotta keep on moving.
Keep on moving.
And one day you'll make it to
the top.
That's where
Jesus is waiting.
Yes, He is.
Jesus is waiting.
Yes, He is.
Jesus is waiting.
He's waiting for you. Mm. Gets hard sometimes. You gotta be willing with a made up mind. The heels get high, but you just keep on
climbing.
You're waking hard, but you can't. You gotta keep on moving.
Keep on moving.
And one day you'll make it to
the top.
That's where
Jesus is waiting.
Yes, He
is. Jesus is waiting.
I know
Jesus
He is.
Waiting.
He's waiting for you. He's waiting. He's waiting.
Jesus is waiting.
He's waiting on you.
Jesus is waiting. Waiting.
He's waiting on you.
Jesus is waiting.
He's waiting on somebody
Jesus
right now.
Waiting.
To just look up and call
Jesus
His name. Waiting on somebody tonight. Reach out and lend a helping hand. He's waiting on somebody to go back and tell somebody, I was wrong, I'm sorry. He's waiting on somebody here tonight to just surrender all unto Him.
Waiting on
somebody to give all you have to Him.
Jesus.
trust him, believe in it, lean and depend on him. He's waiting on you, waiting on somebody. Somebody said, well, I trust God, but I need to have my bank account. He wants you to forget about all of your bank accounts, because if he don't give you life, you will never know you had a bank account anyway. He waiting on you. Waiting on somebody. Stop by and tell somebody that God still loves you. He's waiting on somebody here tonight. He wants you to raise your hand.
Lee Williams and the Spiritual QCs here on Sounds of Praise, and Jesus is waiting. And this is a perfect lead-in to the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. Still not too late to get in your prayer request or your praise report. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the prayer requests and the praise reports that we receive before God's throne.
I know what prayer can do. I know what prayer can do.
I know what prayer can do.
I'm telling you.
727 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the When You Pray and When You Praise segment of the ministry. We just heard the late Reverend Jesse Dixon along with Ethel Holloway and Chicago Community Choir with I Know What Prayer Can Do. And they were followed by Timothy Figueroa and the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir with Pray. Okay, we have a couple of prayer requests. We're praying for A. A is looking for healing from Lyme disease. A, looking for healing from Lyme disease. There is no cure, as far as we know, for Lyme disease. So we're looking for a miracle in A's behalf that she would be delivered from Lyme disease. Then we're praying for B. B, looking for a touch on his body. B, looking for a touch on his body. And we're going to continue to pray for the victims of Hurricanes Harvey, Irma, and Maria, and also the earthquake victims in Mexico. And we have a praise report from D. D is praising God for deliverance in his body as well. D, praising God for deliverance in his body. Let's look to God in prayer and in praise. Gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne this morning with thanksgiving in our hearts because you're God and beside you there is none other. And you've proven yourself time and time again in our behalf that you are a prayer-hearing God and that those who put their faith and trust in you shall receive the deliverance and the victory and the healing and the blessing and the salvation and all that you alone can provide. As you know our needs, you have the answer even before we're able to reach out to you in faithful prayer. So we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish. We bring A before you, Lord, recognizing, O Lord, that as she is suffering from Lyme disease, that you have the ability to deliver what the medicine and science and doctors have not been able to come up with yet. You have the answer. By your stripes, we claim healing in her life in the name of Jesus. May deliverance, Lord, set her totally free. Because you are the prayer-hearing God. We're standing in the gap in her behalf, looking to you to work wondrous things, Lord, because you are able to accomplish great things in the lives of those who put their faith and trust in you. And we're praying you, praising you in advance for all you're going to accomplish. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And for B, who needs a touch on his body, Father, we pray you will touch this individual from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Let healing virtue flow out. Bring strength, Lord, into those weak areas. Father, and again, what medicine and science can't accomplish, we're looking to you, oh God, for the healing touch that you alone can give. May he recognize he's been touched by the hand of Almighty God. And may he, in turn, yield himself to you and to your control so you might use him as a vessel through whom your blessings might flow out into other lives. And we thank and praise you, Lord, for all you're going to accomplish is our prayer. In Jesus' blessed name, amen. And for the victims of Hurricane Harvey, Irma, and Maria, and also the earthquake victims in Mexico, Lord, there are many people who have lost loved ones, who have lost property, who lost all that they had. And Lord, we pray that you would minister in their behalf. Because you, O God, are the giver of every good and every perfect gift. And as we turn our hearts and our thoughts and our minds and our total being to you, you're able to fill us with all the good things that you have. Because you're the God who said you're able to supply all our need according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus the Lord. So we're interceding on the behalf of these individuals. And we pray, O Lord, you would provide and that you would keep and you would deliver. And you would set free many who have been injured, Lord. We pray you would heal them and raise them up. And may they all know they've been touched by the hand of Almighty God. And may they give you thanks. And may they give you praise for all things is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And for D, who's thanking you, Lord, for healing in his body, Father, we thank and praise you, Lord, because you're a prayer-hearing God. We exalt your name because you're worthy of all our praise. And we thank you, O Lord, for D, who's been able to hold on in faith and continue to trust you, Lord, for all that you're going to do and all that you plan to do and all that you said you would do in his behalf. May he continue to trust in you and may he receive even greater benefits and blessings in the days which are ahead. And may his life speak for you in many, many ways. And may you utilize him for your honor, for your glory, and for your praise, as you fulfill your perfect will in his life and through his life, is our prayer in Jesus' name with thanksgiving. Amen. I want to inform you, if you aren't aware, if you have a prayer request, excuse me, or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can reach us on our off-air number, which is 781-648-5158. 781-648-5158. And as soon as we receive your prayer requests or your praise report, we begin praying for you or praising God with you. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sound of Praise ministry so that many Christians can also join in and lift up your prayer requests or your praise report before God's throne. Or if you wish, you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll begin praising God with you or praying for you. And then I'll bring it to the very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians can also join in and lift up your request or your praise report before God's throne. 7:34 here on Sounds of Praise. If you just tune in, you missed it. We played a lot of great music beginning at 5 a.m. this morning, but we still have some more great music to send your way. And so therefore, you just stay tuned. Tasha Cobb's coming up next, and this is The Freedom here on Sounds of Praise.
Step into the joy of the Lord. Step into the joy of the Lord. Step into the joy of the Lord. the door like the person you was when you left. But the only thing you need to do is when you get to the door, step into the joy of the Lord.
It's 7:40 here in Sounds of Praise, and we already concluded the When You Pray and When You Praise segment of the ministry, but just heard from Michelle of Medford, and she's having problems with her back and some other problems as well, but she's progressing as far as overcoming smoking is concerned, not smoking as much. So we're going to open up a little time here just for her, just so that we'll be able to pray that God's going to deliver. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bring Michelle of Medford before you. Father, we pray you would touch her back and all the other problems that are besetting her. Father, we know you're able to deliver. You've delivered people in the past from various situations, and nothing is too hard for you. And so, therefore, Lord, we're bringing her before you, Lord, asking you to touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord. Let healing virtue flow out right now in the name of Jesus. What the doctors and science and medicine can accomplish, we're looking for you to accomplish in her life. And may she realize that she's been touched by the hand of Almighty God. And may she, in turn, be a source, a vessel, through whom your blessings might flow out into other lives so that many might come to know you through her life and through her testimony. And we praise you for all you're going to accomplish in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 7:41 here on Sounds of Praise. We just heard Tasha Cobbs with This Is the Freedom. And this is Pastor John P. Key, Anasia Figueroa, and New Life with God of All Nations. Here on Sounds of Praise.
Lift your hands, everybody. Listen.
God of all nations, oh, of whom all things possible.
Nah.
Forever.
I'll bless your name.
I'm not ashamed. want some love. Bring it back, Chris.
Thank you, Jesus, for making a way. Hallelujah.
Everybody,
we bless
put
your
hands
name,
on it like
Jesus.
This.
And that was Pastor John P. Key and Nation Figueroa, New Life with God of All Nations. This is James Fortune and Fire from the album Dear Future Me and Free Indeed.
All gone.
No more chains holding me.
Come on.
No more chains.
No more chains.
Come on. permission to call me by a name that he never gave me. I will no longer answer to things that he washed away with his blood. There is no condemnation to them who are in his family. When Jesus died way back on Calvary, said he took the stain and the guilt away from me.
It's 7:57 and the cooks are in the house.
That's right.
For another edition of Brutal Brunch. Where are your gowns and chef hats and all this stuff? Anyways, Matt and Matt are in the house. Brutal Brunch is coming your way, so time for me to pack the bag and move out. Till next Sunday, we'll be back. Well, we've been playing. I got so much new music to play, so we play new music from now to Christmas, I guess. Anyway, this is your host, Donnie Brown, saying God bless. A fantastic day. Great weather out there. And we can the Lord see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when we do it all over again. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless.